Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right, welcome to another episode of Red, White, and Blues. This is a show about the genre of music known as the blues. We play all blues. We play nothing but blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I appreciate you tuning in for the show today. And I think we have a very good program in store. I'm going to do something a little different today. We're going to do all female blues artists. And there are a lot of female blues artists out there, more than I thought, but I narrowed it down to three. And we're going to get started here with Mr. Shamika Copeland from Harlem, New York. And she's actually the son of Texas guitar blues legend Mr. Johnny Copeland. And let's get right into it. Let's listen to some Shamika Copeland, Barefoot in Heaven. Walk Around Heaven for Miss Shamika Copeland. As I mentioned earlier, she's from Harlem, New York, and her father is Texas guitar blues legend Mr. Johnny Copeland. And her, check this out, her first performance ever on stage was at the Cotton Club in New York City. And that's pretty cool right there, I guess, having your father Johnny Copeland get you in the door to certain places. And her father really tried to help her later in life when his His health started to diminish, and I think she was in her late teens. He took her out on tour at his opening act, and, you know, his health was deteriorating bad, but what he did, he helped establish his daughter as an artist on the blues circuit. He knew he was didn't have a lot of time left. His new daughter had some talent, and I think that's pretty cool. He took her out on tour, got her foot in the door, got her name out there, and she took off, and she's an amazing talent. I love her voice. With that being said, let's get some more Shamiqua right here. Shamiqua. How about Money Makes You Ugly, Miss Shamiqua Copeland? Shamiqua Copeland, money makes you ugly. That's why she's happy to be poor. I guess that's a political statement right there. Most blues music doesn't make political statements, but that's a famous song of hers. I had to get it on there. Will you agree with her assessment of the political landscape or not? But that's about as far as I'm going to go as talking politics on this radio show. Like I mentioned earlier, she's the daughter of Johnny Copeland, famous legendary blues guitarist and singer. She released her debut album in 1998 with Alligator Records, Turn the Heat Up. And she's recorded 11 additional albums since then. And in 2024, she was nominated for a Grammy for Best American Roots Performance. and she won the Grammy for Best American Roots Song. Her album, Blame It On Eve, was nominated for Best Contemporary Blues Album also. So she's very good. She has a good lineage, award-winning, very respected in the blues community. And I just love her voice. And let's get back to some more Shamika Copeland right here. I Always Get My Man. That's a good tune. There you go, Miss Shamika Copeland from Harlem, New York. Like I said, we're going to feature some female blues artists on here today, and we're just getting started. We got some more artists coming up. Don't go away. We're going to take a short break right here, and when we come back, we're going to have the ever-impressive Miss Susan Tedeschi. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio.